Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what is Parshat Vayetze about?
Parshat Vayetze is the encounter between Yaakov and his father-in-law, Lavan. It's a long parsha with many narratives in it, many stories. But the bottom line is that Yaakov flees from Esav because Esav is going to kill him with the sword. But in the words of the prophet, you know, someone runs from the lion into the outstretched arms of the bear. So he runs into Lavan. Lavan's not out to kill him. Lavan is just out to destroy him. Right? He's out to exploit him. Yaakov says, 10 times you've changed my price every time. Oh, this isn't what I meant. I meant something else. And Lavan resents that Yaakov's wives, who are his daughters, side with Yaakov instead of with him. He also resents the fact that Yaakov's children obviously see that their grandfather is a phony and are not on his side. So we hear that it's almost an anguished cry again of Lavan. Lavan comes and he says, Abonos benosai, v'abonim bonai. The daughters are my daughters and the children are my children. You stole them from me. But all of these cries usually come too late. And Lavan's reprehensible behavior towards Yaakov and his family over the 20 years that Yaakov is in his house takes its toll. We see in the Haggadah of Pesach that the rabbi said we should learn the lesson of Lavan, that Lavan is worse than Paro. The rabbi said there in the Haggadah, Paro only wanted to destroy the males. Lavan wanted to destroy everybody. But the rabbis had a deeper meaning than just the males, and Lavan wanted to kill the females as well. Lakor Sakol means to uproot everything. That a word is not a word. That family is not family. That there are no values. That's really what the problem is with Lavan. There are absolutely no values. The only value is what's good for me now. What was good for me yesterday doesn't have to be what's good for me today, right? I can always change my mind. I can do whatever I want. There is no overriding value in Lavan's life. And that's what it means, lakor es hakol, to uproot everything. Because if a person doesn't have some sense of values, some sense of permanence, a red line, I cannot do this, and then eventually you can do everything. Eventually there's no crime that cannot be committed, and there's no unspeakable atrocity that can't happen. Everything can happen. Why can't that happen? Because there is no value. And Lavan is representative of that. And so Yaakov has this great struggle, this 20-year-long struggle. Yaakov will say when he returns home, Im Lavan Garti, I stayed in the house of Lavan, but I kept the faith. So it doesn't only mean that he kept the faith, you know, I didn't eat pork. I kept my sense of values. I kept my humanity. I didn't lose that in the house of Lavan. And that's a test that all of us face. You know, there are many places in Western society that unfortunately lack values. And therefore, it affects us too. And the reaction to it becomes very negative. So we have to also be able to say that even if we live in a world where somehow traditional values are no longer paramount, but for us they are. We would rather be Yaakov than Lavan. We would rather be good than bad. We'd rather be kind than cruel. We still see ourselves in that light. And as long as we see ourselves in that light, then we're entitled to still be called the children of Jacob, the children of Yaakov Avinu, and we are on the path towards attempting to complete our mission of service to God and to man for which we were placed into this world.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Holding On to the Red Line. I thought I'd rhyme that for you, Rabbi, but it makes a lot of sense.
Be good, dear.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.